It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. Well, migraine pain is something that people have struggled with. It's very painful, and it usually requires a lot of medication. But right now, there's a new FDA-approved device to get rid of migraines, and I think it would be something great for emergency rooms. And we're lucky enough to have the inventor of this, Dr. Robert Fischel, on to tell us about it. He, for over 40 years, has been an inventor and co-inventor of many different medical devices, stents, pacemakers, defibrillators, devices to treat epilepsy. He's been a prestigious TED speaker, and we are lucky to have him here. So welcome, Dr. Fischel, and thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you for the invitation, Lee.
So this is very interesting and I think very exciting for two reasons, because one, migraine pain is extremely debilitating for people, and two, because a lot of the medications are narcotics, and as ER doctors, you know, I've certainly seen the problems related to prescription drug abuse, which is the fastest type, growing type of drug abuse. I think it's outstripped illicit drugs today in the U.S. So how did you come about this? Tell us a little bit about what made you decide you wanted to try and tackle this.
Well, we had a meeting with some of my neurology friends and a very brilliant physicist son I had, Dr. David Fischel, and we were talking about how could we help migraine patients. What we thought of was using an intense magnetic pulse onto the brain and the covering of the brain called the meninges, because we knew that if you have an intense magnetic pulse, there's a law in physics called Faraday's law, which says a changing magnetic field in the electrical conduction in the brain or just in human tissue will create electric currents. We knew that electric currents could depolarize neurons in the brain that were causing the migraine, and we postulated that because of that, there would be a chance that creating a magnetic pulse through the cranial bone onto the brain, that we had a chance to minimize or even erase migraine headaches. Fortunately, we have subsequently started a corporation, worked on it actually now for about 12 years, a company called Enura Inc. And this company now has a portable device, weighs about 3.5 pounds, and it's like a hairdryer. You put it on top of your head, you press a button, a magnetic pulse goes through the brain, electric currents are formed, and we're finding that in trials that about two-thirds of the patients who use it have their migraine headache erased.
Wow. Now, the other issue, so, and it is true that a migraine starts with an electrical current in the brain, and in fact, a lot of people have migraines where they have an aura, so this electrical current will cause some kind of neurologic sensation, visual things, you know, sometimes even muscle paralysis, whatever, can be speech issues, can be all part of an aura. And when you studied this, was that related to it? Is that how people knew to stop it? Because they had the aura?
What was interesting in the treatment of patients who have an aura, typically a visual aura before the migraine headache, was that we found that when we used the device during the aura, we could erase the aura, and the headache didn't happen.
Wow.
So that was quite an interesting proof that we were interacting with the human brain with our magnet pulse causing an electrical pulse that depolarized the neuron and erased the aura and prevented the migraine headache.
Okay. And what about people if they hadn't, did you see anything? Is it possible if you haven't caught the aura or the headache's already beginning, does the device and the magnetic pulse work as well.
Yes, what we have found, we've done most of our most explicit trials in several hundred people in the United Kingdom. And there we have found that whether or not the patient has aura, and whether you use it during the period of aura that precedes the migraine headache, or during the migraine headache, that what we have found is in two-thirds of these patients, they go to zero pain in 2 hours. And afterward, although the migraine headache would happen again at some later time, it would work again. What we've also found is that the more that they used the device, the fewer headaches they would get, although it wouldn't completely go away. For example, if they were getting about three headaches every month, it would drop to maybe one headache a month. So we found that not only did this device have the beneficial effect of eliminating the pain of the migraine headache, but it helped to diminish the frequency of the occurrence of those headaches.
Right, as opposed to lifelong medication, which some people take to prevent migraine headaches.
They've found, I believe, with drugs, is that the more they take the migraine drugs, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, the less effectively they work, which is totally contrary to the use of our treatment with magnetic pulses onto the cranial through the cranial bone, which the more they use it, the fewer headaches occur.
Very interesting. And now I know people are, of course, going to be concerned because you're talking about magnetic pulses to the brain, changing electrical current in the brain. What about the safety? And could you speak a little bit about how long in medicine we have looked at and used magnetic pulses to treat different problems?
Well, we have very good scientific information to know that magnetic pulses on the brain have zero adverse side effects. And one reason this is known is I would estimate now maybe 30, 40 million people have been in an MRI machine. Every MRI machine has a somewhat stronger magnetic pulse on the brain than we use, and there has never been known to have any brain damage from that. Also, there's an FDA-approved device called Neuronets, a device which is used to treat depression. That device uses 15,000 times as many pulses as we do that are twice as strong, and they, over the last 5 years that's been used, also report no brain damage or contraindication for the use of magnetic pulses onto the brain.
Wow. So that's fabulous. Now, is this device approved for use in the United States yet? Are you still doing trials?
The answer to that is yes and yes.
Oh.
We have received FDA clearance for use of our device to treat migraine patients who have migraine with aura. We do it outside the U.S. In Europe, it's approved for migraine treatments with or without aura. We will be doing more extensive clinical trials in the U.S. to gain FDA clearance for the treatment of migraine with or without aura. But at this time, we do have FDA clearance for the use of the device to treat migraine with patients who have migraine that's preceded with an aura.
Well, that absolutely sounds fabulous. And as an ER physician, I think it would be so beneficial because so many patients come into the emergency room with migraine. And right now, giving them narcotic medication or the triptans that we give, which have definite side effects, are an issue. I want to thank my guest. This is interesting. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD.